thank you for calling Crevel. Let me help you.
You has Mike in?
Which Mike are we looking for?
Mike Litwin. Is he still out there for you guys?
Mike Litwin has been not here for about a year and a half. He is now at Illihee Hills Country Club.
Okay.
For the general manager? Is that who you want to talk to?
Yeah, if he's the one who does finances for you guys, then he's the one.
Finances meaning what? Help me a little bit. Give me a little bit more.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, just whoever's in charge of finances for the course, like the company, maybe controller, CFO, or probably the GM that does that.
I'll connect you with Stacy, and she can answer your question. Hang on.
Thank you.
This is Stacy. May I help you?
Hey, Stacy. This is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm sorry. You're with who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke briefly a few months back about some equipment and capital that we had you guys pre-approved for. You told me to check back in around August and see what you guys were doing out there in Corvallis.
And we're not going to need that. We're doing. They've got everything they want.
Okay. Do you guys have any plans for the rest of the year coming up here?
That would be something that would go to the board, and I have not heard of anything because we've got a couple other things going that takes care of some of those expenses.
Okay, and that's handled by the board of directors then?
It is.
Okay, so not just one person that handles that, right?
No, there's not just one person.
Okay. Do you guys have like a typical time of year, like towards the end of the year then, that you guys like to, you know, reassess finances and, you know, take a look at everything?
Well, see, they've been going other avenues. I mean, they've got other things going for the finances, so we're fine.
Okay, and what is that? Is that
you're more than welcome to mail stuff, but I can't promise that they're going to want to do anything with it.
No, it's fine. I was actually following up on an offer that we did mail through the mail we did on the 30th of looks like June. So, initially, yeah, just following up on that. Are you guys still out there in Corvallis at looks like 1850 Southwest?
Perfect. Part of it is the course.
Yeah, just making sure. I mean, I had Mike Litwin down as the contact, too, and I know he's no longer with you guys as well, so.
Yeah, he's been with us for over a year.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that you guys already have finances in line, too?
They're dealing with all of that. I don't deal with that end of it. I deal with just the day-to-day.
Okay, I see. All right, and then who would the contact be for that then? I know you mentioned that it would be the board, but is there one person in particular that I could, you know, talk to about that?
Actually, it would have to go through the general manager, and I know he's unavailable right now because his door's shut.
Mm-hmm. And who is that, too? I know it's not Mike anymore.
It's Bill Frank.
Bill. Does he maybe have an email, too? I know he's pretty busy.
GM. At CorvallisCC.com.
CorvallisCC.com.
Yep.
Perfect. How's the weather been out there in Corvallis? You guys having a nice summer so far?
Oh, it's nice. It's a little cooler today, which is how I prefer it.
Good to hear. I'm actually, I'm calling from California, but I moved down here from Oregon, so I had to give you the question.
Yeah.
All right, well, if you want to just...
Not hot.
That's nice. Can I just leave you with my number? Tell him to give me a call when he's back in, and I'll shoot him an email in the meantime.
The email will probably be the best way to get him because he's so hit and miss, I don't ever see him half the time.
Okay, that's fine, too.
Because he flies through to go in and out.
Yeah, it's fine. I know how it works. I'll just shoot him an email then, but thanks a lot for your help.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.